Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Well, greetings and welcome to another episode of Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. Grateful for each and every one of you who have followed us over the last 7 years or so. And for those of you who continue to follow us, you know that we're happy to have you in our national dialogue. This is Talk Straight. And again, this is your host, Brother Dockery. The number to call in the studio tonight is 563-999-3617. If you're following us on Facebook, perchance, and you'd like to post your question and comments, feel free to do so. We'll be happy to take your question or comments and share it with the listening audience here. Don't necessarily have to identify yourself by name, but if you call into the Blog Talk Radio platform in the studio, we can also recognize you by identifying the last four digits, the last of your phone number. All righty? So tonight, we're going to talk from the topic. You're killing my buzz. Morphine is a narcotic and is generally used to manage pain. However, this drug has the potential of becoming addictive. The phrase, quote, getting a buzz, end quote, refers to the use of a chemical substance to manage social stress, challenges, or simply taking the mind off of your problems. Now, when people are having a buzz, the last thing they want for anybody to do, preacher, teacher, politician, family members, last thing they want them to do is to distract them from the euphoria of the intoxication they experience. Much like the misuse of morphine, the latter practice can and has become most addictive for far too many good people. Right, who are simply seeking to avoid the responsibilities of self-governance, even in the midst of pressure, independence under the pressure of having to be responsible, and accountability to society, to themselves, to their families. Join me tonight as we talk from this topic. You're killing my buzz. Again, the number to call is 563-999-3617. That number to call in the studio live right now is 563-999-3617. As you prepare to call, as you call and park yourself in the studio, I will get with our monologue. If you're new to the show, the purpose of that is to provide context to our conversation on air tonight. And we will go for about an hour. If we need to, we'll carry it over now. We've been having some technical difficulties somehow, but hopefully we can avoid that tonight, all right? I don't want to jinx us, do we? We don't want to jinx us either, do we? All right, so again, get ready to give us a call here at that number, 563-999-3617. Love to hear from you, love to hear from you. Meanwhile, I'll get right into our monologue. October 31st, wow! Halloween, too, by the way. That doesn't mean a whole lot to me, but to somebody it does. What it tells me is that tomorrow, first thing tomorrow, in fact, at midnight, we will only have 2 more months in the year 2023. And it's all over. November and December. And what are we going to do? Have we accomplished everything we wanted and sought out to in 2023? Don't know. But that's what that tells me. That time is winding up. We got to get it together. This topic is apropos tonight because there are some good people who are still stagnated. We'll get into it. Let me go to the word God. John, the 5th chapter, verses 5 through 8, reads like this. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water's troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another step down before me. And Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. Now, let me just put a pin right there for a second. Silly question to ask a man that's in a tough spot, isn't it? Do you want to be made whole? I'm hurting. Fit, man. Got a problem, man. And you ask me, do I want to be made whole? What kind of question is that? Is that a trick question? Is it a mind game? Perhaps that ran through the gentleman's head. But the Savior, the Deliverer, the one that has the ability to transform your life, your mindset, that said to him, rise, take up bed and walk. And that's what I speak to you on this October 31st, 2023. Anybody, anywhere who has struggled with some sort of addiction of any kind, I know it's rough and hard for you, and you can't see the way, but just get up. Let's get into it. I want to talk a little bit about some of the side effects or symptoms, if you will, of a high. A lot of young folks, when I ran for office recently, I heard a lot of young folks pushing to legalize the process of getting high, making it easier for them. And respectfully, I said to them, well, you know, you wasn't born with that. You don't need that. In fact, you're so far behind, you don't need anything else to set you back. I'm not sure that's encouraged you to do. Let's talk about some other kind of way you can lift your spirits, that you can be motivated, you can be empowered, okay? But nonetheless, let's get into it. Some of the symptoms being had. An article from Truth on Pot explains what's called cotton mouth. Cotton mouth happens when the cannabinoid-like THC binds itself to the receptor of our submandibular glands in the body. Then it causes them to stop receiving the messages from the parasympathetic nerve system, which normally tells them to produce saliva. This doctor named Tischler notes that even though you might feel thirsty after consuming cannabis, that doesn't necessarily mean you're dehydrated. For those who have heart and kidney disease, overdosing water, or overdoing water rather, can be dangerous, drinking too much of it. So they're warned to take sips, not large drinks, because the brain is, this chemical is causing the brain to play tricks on you, body responses. An increase in heart rate can come, right? Consider that when it comes to cannabis and the heart rate, researchers suggest that there are two major factors at work here. First, via the CBI or CB1 receptor has a direct stimulatory effect on the heart. Well, what is this cannabis? You're talking about marijuana, the weed, that fibo. You know what I'm talking about. Also, it causes a decrease in vascular resistance, which leads to lower blood pressure. When blood pressure drops, it can cause for a heart rate to try to compensate. It can have the effect of erectile dysfunction on some. Potentially, it decreases tolerance. Now, in 2014, Washington State University psychologist Rebecca Kraft produced a study, and in it, she published it in the Drug and Alcohol Dependence. She suggests that female rats in this study were more likely to develop a tolerance to cannabis than males. The female rats in Kraft's study were also more sensitive to pain-killing quantities or qualities of cannabis than males, and were more sensitive to around ovulation. Now, why are we talking about rats? Because their immune system is very, very similar to humans in terms of the effects of certain of these chemicals that we're talking about, right? But what you see is in this study, that males were more impacted than females were by it. That's the point that we want to take away tonight. Watch this. An increase in appetite. Even those using marijuana for the first time have the probably, you may have heard basically, that when getting high, it will make you hungry. Got to eat, it by experts also suggest that dosing rats with cannabis stimulates the surge of what's called ghrelin. It's a hormone the stomach releases when it's empty. And it tells the brain it's time to look for food. So can you imagine that? You're not hungry, but this chemical is releasing this marijuana is releasing this chemical in the brain that tells your body that you're hungry. Look for some food. Right? Isn't that something? That's amazing. So it's playing tricks on you in a sense. It's also been said to make you giggly, right? Again, it has an effect on the sections of the brain that affects your ability to express emotions, make you silly, giggly. This is one that I find most interesting, and we're going to soon get over to our monologue, open up the lines to the listening audience. But I want to emphasize this right here tonight, because this is where I'm most concerned about my people. See, when you wonder why some people can't function in society on the job, there are some reasons for that, particularly for those who struggle with addiction of any kind. And particularly, we're talking about marijuana, and there are some other, marijuana is the gateway drug often to more illicit things. Now, listen to this. One of the effects of marijuana, particularly. A slower perception of time likely has something to do with the hypothalamus. Again, this is biological. This chemical is having a biological effect on you. In 1988, there was a pretty solid study suggesting marijuana alters the blood flow to the cerebellum. What is the cerebellum, doctor? This is the part of the brain that regulates muscular activity or muscle activity. And the cerebellum is linked to our body's timing system. More recently, in the psychopharmacology studies, they found that when compared with sober people, participants who consume cannabis overestimate time by about, throws you off. Can't keep up with everything and everybody else. Now, I'm not suggesting you got to keep up with the Joneses, but at work and business, when you're doing business, and you got to be able to keep up, right? And in order to be fully functional. Does that make sense? So what you saying, doctor? What you saying? I'm saying to you that these are considerations. Now, before I go to the phone line, I want to share with you from James Brown. In 1972, on his album, There It Is, he had a cut that was called King Harem. The song simply emphasized the dangers, the potency of it. And I think it's related to other drugs as well, right? And he encouraged people to stay away from it. Don't even try it. Don't experiment with it. It ain't no good for you. He described it as the king of your life and something that will destroy you. Let's hear from James Brown for a second. The number to call here is 563-999.
Ladies and gentlemen,
You're killing my book.
I want to talk to you about one of our most deadly killers in the country today. I had a dream the other night, and I was in my living room. I dozed off to sleep, and I started dreaming. I dreamed I walked in a place, and I saw a real strange, weird object standing up talking to the people. And I found out it was hell. That deadly drug is going in your veins. He said, I came to this country without a passport. Ever since then, I've been hunted and stalked. My little white greens are nothing but waste, soft and deadly, and bitter to taste. But I'm a world of power, and all know it's true. Use me once, and you'll know it too. I can make a mere schoolboy forget his books. I can make a world-famous beauty neglect her looks. I can make a good man forsake his wife and treat a man to prison
for the rest
of his life. I can make a man forsake his country and flag.
What?
Make a girl sell her body for $5 bag.
Lord have mercy.
Some think my adventure is a joy and a thrill. I'll put a gun in your hand before I can make you come.
Lord have mercy.
In cellophane bags, I found my way to heads of state to children in place. I financed in China, ran in Japan. I'm respected in Turkey, and I'm legal in science. I take my addicts and make them steal, borrow, beg. Send their foot for a man and their arm and leg. So be you Italian, Jewish.
Bear with me just for a minute. We're going to hear this out. If he's saying something.
I can make the most world of men forget their sex. So now, my man, you do your best. You keep up your habits until you're arrested. Now the police are taking you from under my wing. Do you think they identify me? I would can't. Now, You must lie in that county jail. Well, I can't get to you. My big army. Mm. So he won with this conference. We're going to call.
This day's a
mess. You might throw me off. Cut me a name. Now find me in the speech. You pick me up right now if I go anywhere. All through your summer, you become resolved to your fate. Fear not, young man or woman. I'll be waiting at the gate. And don't be afraid. Don't run. I'm not chasing. Sure, my name is Elwin. And you'll be back for the chase. Behold, you're hooked. Your foot is in the stirrup. And make hay, mount the feet, and ride him well. For the white horse of Elwin will ride you to hell. To hell. Will ride you to hell.
You're listening to The Top Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. We're talking from the topic. You're killing my buzz. Who wants it to have a buzz messed up? I got my friend in here with me, and this is a man who I consider to be an expert on this topic. And I say that not lightly, but he has lived on one side, and he can talk to you about a flip side of that thing. Sometimes we talk to people who ain't never been there, and it's not that they don't know certain things, they don't understand certain factors, right? But if you ever been through an experience, ain't nobody can tell you otherwise. Ever got a witness, Pastor Walker? Is that right, Big Brother?
Yes, sir, brother. You on target, man. Mighty fine, brother. That's exactly what it is. It's an experience, man, that got that right.
Yeah, yeah. I want to emphasize that just because someone gets hooked faster, it don't necessarily have to be drugs. It could be gambling. It could be a sexual addiction. It could be any other that distracts you and you can't seem to shake loose, right? That don't make you a person. That don't make you a bad person. Tells us is there's room to work. I read the scripture from our monologue, Pastor, and in the text that we saw in John 5:5-8, Jesus asked a paralytic, a paralyzed man that had been that way for 38 years, "Hey, man, you want to be made whole?" Can you imagine him saying to himself, "What kind of crazy question is that, man? Don't you know I've been here all this time? Things do I want to be?"
Yeah.
Funny or what?
38
years. Talk to me about that, guys. Talk to me. When we approach people who are struggling and we say to them, "Get up and walk," are you trying to be funny, man? Or maybe crack your
head? It could definitely sound like it. You know, because if they was able to walk away, they would have done it on their own, you know, especially if they don't know anything about the one who's saying it, you know. So it's a tough position to be in, but a very interesting one. You know, I know you brought the topic up about, you know, some of the things that lock people's mind when it comes down to drugs. It can capture a person very quick. And that experience I've had. So, yeah, it's very true. And if someone came that know some things that can get you free and you may present it to the person who have no knowledge of that at all, they can hear you very clear, but they still can't get away from knowing the physical part of what that heroin would do to you that would cause you not to be able to respond in the manner that you would like to. For instance,
right.
You know, it make a person forget about who they really are. And you naming the things Dane Brown was talking about, you know, what it would make a school teacher do. You know, forget about the being a teacher. You know, make a preacher forget about even a preacher. And, you know, it goes on and on. It's not anything against the person. It's just that the power of what you're talking about, it really actually have that type of power. But it's good to know that somebody offered you a way to escape, you know, and that's a beautiful thing to know. At least I heard it. Just because I heard it doesn't mean I'm getting ready to get free right now. But the good part that I love the most is that someone was concerned. But I know I have to be a witness to that. Someone was concerned. They never said anything about that I was on drugs, but they did come out and extend an invitation to me to come to a place that no matter what the addiction is, because as a world of addictions in many areas, you named those earlier, and I didn't go as a result of because the invitation was so strong, and I'm thinking, man, you mean tell me I can come up into a church? And so I didn't go for many years. But finally I did go, and I had a bunch of addictions when I walked in the door. And I got a chance to experience what it's like to be free. So, yeah, it's interesting to know that the topic, you know, on how to be an overcomer, you have to get someone who knows. And you just said, yes, I am today an expert on how to get people free. But that's today, and it's called the flip side, and that's what the flip side is all about, teaching people how to get free. Because that once upon a time, that high, it takes you the first time that hit is connected with you and you like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's it. That was it for me anyway. I liked it and I wanted to do it again. Marijuana, you know, I had my share of the munches, being hungry, as you would say, you know, laughing at almost anything that's being said. You know, I had my share of those things coming up. But when I got to that heroin, that thing locked me down so strong, man. And they got all kind of names for it. You know, they got all kind of names. I don't even want to go through all the names that they have for it. But they got some names for that. But what I decided to call it, and that is just what it is, a destroyer. Yes, destroyer, brother. You know, I've written a book entitled The Steel High. And I talked about it in my book. Yeah, I do. I talk about it in my book. It's a great reminder. I believe today I may stay free today as a result of you bringing it up. I didn't know that was going to be the topic, but I think I can stay the course. Yeah, I'll stay the course today. Go ahead.
I just want to reiterate what you were just saying, that this is the author of two books here related to our topic. The first book was Steel High. What year did you publish Steel High? What year did it come out?
2013.
13, okay. And most recently he published the second book, which was The Flip Side. And I emphasize that because what he does is talked about, as he was just intimating, the effects that it had on him, right? And in the book he talks about he's a young man caught up in this thing. So, and I want to emphasize the fact that I don't want people to think that I'm dogging anybody out by talking about it. You're struggling with an addiction. There's a very serious one now in America with this fentanyl, right? Young people in particular are victims of it. A lot of times they don't know enough about it to stay away from it, right? So this is a very serious and important consideration. So, but I said that to say that Pastor Waller has penned that in a book, you know, in two books. And The Flip Side explains on how when you get over it, how you can keep on living free. You understand? His thesis in Steel High purports that you can get high from this as many times as you got enough money to go get these chemicals. But the high he knows now, you ain't never got to come to. I ain't going to tell it. I believe he got his own testimony. I ain't trying to tell him. I should tell another man's story. Let him tell it for himself. You ain't got to go find no money or nothing for this. Talk to me, bro. Talk to me now.
Well, you made me go and get the book myself. I went and picked it up. I said, let me bring this book out, man. From what I'm hearing you talking about. And I'd like to share a taste, a bit of good news with somebody. You know, it says here on page 75, according to Steel High, it says, once I began to look deeper into my life, I realized the more I trusted myself, the more reckless I became.
Wow.
When heroin controlled my life, The insanity constantly elevated itself without my permission. Now, remember, I said heroin controlled my life. The insanity constantly elevated itself without my permission. It didn't stop there. It went on to say, I can remember calling it good. Man, that's some good stuff. I knew something had to be wrong with me, especially when I knew it was trying to destroy me, and I was calling it good. How can I call something that would cause so much pain in my life good? Something that would cause me to do so many unhealthy things. How could I call that good? Well, it happened to me, and I know that it is happening to so many of you. You call it good, and you call it all kinds of different names except for what it truly is, a destroyer. I just had to sum it up with that to let it be known that you can call it what you want to call it. But if it's here to steal, kill, and to destroy, and, of course, that's what the stuff is doing to most people, and I heard you say something about some other kind of, I don't know, I never had any of that stuff. You call it, what you call it?
Cannabis.
Fentanyl, whatever. Huh?
Oh, fentanyl. Yeah, this new drug today, fentanyl.
Oh, so they got some new stuff. Is that stuff really drugs? I don't know if it's drugs or not. However, it's bad enough to do drugs and it harm you like that. But this stuff that I'm hearing about now, I don't know if they get some joy out of it or not. It's just like you take a chance on committing suicide because that's what it do. It just kill people.
Well, because it's so potent and it don't take a whole lot to kill you. Here's the danger of it. It's coming from outside of America and through the border, through the poorest border, the southern border, largely. And reportedly, it's being manufactured in China and prepared in Mexico and distributed throughout America. Even people,
Reverend
young
Pastor?
People going on. Sir?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Even young people who are going online looking for certain types of pills that are uppers, they're assuming that that's what they get, but these are being sold to them online. You know, it's a whole lot of dangers to seeking out medications, period, that are not prescribed by a physician or a clinician, right? That's a danger there by itself. But the idea that young people are drawn to this through this one-eyed monster called a computer. Technology is allowing them to place their lives in grave danger, a lot of times without the knowledge of their parents. I wanted to ask you, Pastor, and before I do so, 563-999-3617, that's the number to call. Maybe you're not addicted. Maybe you know someone who is. Maybe you're concerned about someone who might be. Talk to us. Give us a call here, right here in the studio on Talk Straight, 563-999-3617. Pastor, I wanted to ask you, in the beginning of the show and in the monologue, I described how there's a subconscious in your mind you want to normalize the need to get a buzz. Where does this come from, Pastor? All of a sudden now you got to have a buzz in order to relax or to function, to be normal. Help me understand that mentality, Brother Preacher.
Well, it all starts with a desire. If a person would hear about it or see somebody doing it and they introduce them to it, they offer it to them. However that first time come, you know, that's the way it gets started. And then once you get a little taste of it and somebody say, how you like that? And you may say, well, I don't know. Then they say, well, I'm going to try it again. Whatever caused you to try it again, you mess around and like it. And here's the thing that I like to share with you. If a person don't start, they won't never worry about stopping. So here's the key.
Say that one more time.
If a person don't start, there's no way they can worry about stopping. And so, but once you start, it's going to be hard for you to stop. And that was me because I liked it, you know, and I started to love it. And I started to the point where I couldn't do without it, and it got to a point where I didn't want to do without it. But here's the thing about what I heard you say earlier, where they making it at, wherever they making it at, it doesn't matter where they making it at, how many days, weeks, months that it takes for them to get it, to the locations. They can bring forth a bell of it. That don't mean you have to do it. And
my
that's
God,
the key. So many people couldn't handle that because if it's in their presence and that crave is in there, like you're hungry for some food, it's a different type of hunger. This hunger right here will make you go out and commit crime if you don't have it. Do harm to other people. You see, so many things that is causing to take place. But now remember, these people are very innocent, I'm talking about now. When I go through the neighborhood, just say, for instance, today, I may take a moment and go through the neighborhood. And I know that it's not being manifest or produced right here. But yet still, some kind of way, let's just say it's in the neighborhood. But somebody's going to try it. But if it's not in the neighborhood, nobody's going to try it. So here's the key now. Let's just say it is in the neighborhood, but they found out about the flip side. Once they find out about the flip side, or the book entitled Still High, well, it's not going to do anybody any good in the neighborhood that have it, because people understand that they're already high, that they know about the flip side, and they know that you don't have to do no drugs to enjoy your life. And that's the hardest part of young people. They don't have no knowledge of that, and it's not their fault. So when that takes place, it controls them. And that's where that one hit come in at that you was talking about earlier that you asked, where does it come from? When you're hungry for food, you definitely desire to get some food, and it tells you it's time for you to get something to eat. Well, that stuff would make you think that you got to have it at all times, man. And when you get to that point, it's going to be hard to break it without some good information. So I don't use no excuses. They have to do something like this to convince me. They got to make me think that I never, ever had it before in my life, and I just got a desire to do it. And that's not going to happen because I know what it did to me the first round. I cannot handle a second round of that, man. That stuff would actually destroy lives, man, destroy families. And I'm telling you, it's sad that it's that way, but it's just the way it is. And I want to say something, turn it back over to you. When you brought that up and I heard that, it gave me a great reminder of the genuine, sincere need of information.
Right.
Because I don't know, you know, what's going on, but from what I'm hearing you saying that stuff is being distributed. And
it
if it's being distributed, that means somebody is using it. Somebody is appreciative of having it. Even though it's trying to do them harm. Go ahead.
Oh, my. Can I tell you something, Pastor? Right here in Tennessee, we have a serious epidemic of fentanyl use and people dying from it. That was a police officer who simply were checking someone that they were pulled over, and they had the substance on them. Unbeknown to the police officer, it got on their hands and they breathed it in, and they had to give them a hand to bring them back.
What?
That's how
had to give the person
the police officer simply touched the substance and held it. Okay,
it's powerful, man.
Well, it's dangerous. That's how dangerous it is. But then you just add that to someone out of their mind who are not aware of this. And especially when you don't know it's in a pill that you done bought offline somewhere or somebody done gave you. You don't know what – you're not a chemist. You don't know.
Man.
You understand?
They're just trying to get a buzz.
Right.
They're just trying to get a buzz. Is that what that is? They're trying to get a buzz. And the only way to get a buzz. Yes. Okay, say that again.
What we have to deal with is what causes good people to think in order for them to feel normal, to be happy, they need a buzz other than off of natural life. See, when you're working, Pastor, and you're successful at starting, setting, and meeting goals, and you're being productive with your family and those around you, you don't need all this other stuff, man. A cat that's married,
yeah,
doing his job as a husband, as a father, don't need a bunch of females. You got a wife. You got children. You got purpose. You got what you need to be out there looking for anything else for. And that keep you out of trouble, right there, won't it?
And that's the key, though, Pastor. Is society is dressed up, and it's
yes,
dressed
sir.
Up to what you're missing if you're not involved with the happening. You got to take a closer look. Do you want to be lonely,
man,
or do you want to get with the joy and the fun and all the activity that's going on? And a lot of times,
right,
you know, people just choose to say, look, I know I'm from a good family, but it looks
uh-huh.
like they're having so much fun over here.
Yeah.
I just got to break away for a minute, you know. And I'll be back. In, it won't be long. I'll be back. But right now, I got to break away. Yeah, man. It only takes one round, brother. And I'm saying that it only takes one round, man. It'll make you forget all about that you came out of a good family, you know.
Yeah.
And people are very highly intelligent and all that. You know, it's amazing how the power of attraction and what it can do to people in their mindset. And it doesn't take a long time. You know, just go to looking like you're having fun. Or sound like you having fun, but nobody know what you're saying. They're just curious, and they just feel like I got to get over there just to hear what they're saying and just to see what they're up to. It goes a long way to have
mm-hmm.
all the things you need, and you turn it in for what you want.
Sure.
You know, and that's what happens. You know, that's how a lot of people get caught up like that, man. And
you know,
society understand that.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Go ahead.
They're evil doers in society who want to see you caught up, strung up, and messed up, right? And
so they'll give you
a like
hand,
Yeah, they sure will. I like what you're saying, Pastor. It seems like those people are the newbies or the newcomers are the ones that get hurt the most because they don't know what they're doing, and you don't know when to quit. See, they are experienced drug addicts who, believe it or not, they even know how to function pretty well at work and
yeah.
make it look like they do. But you got some people, they don't know how to hold a liquor. They give them too much to drink. They just go plumb crazy. They get in a stupor, man. And you understand their life is just ruined. But then
there's according on, as you say. Yeah, it's according. Yeah, that's true. It is. It's according. You know, some people can hear very good. You know, the Word of God does say faith coming by hearing. And hearing by the
That's
word
right.
of God. And so what I was able to do when I ended up, you know, taking the pastor who came out in the streets upon the invitation that he extended to me, when I came into the church, I was able to hear. But the good thing is that I brought my troubles with me. I brought the addiction with me.
Uh-huh.
And being that the addiction was with me, it's on Monday, it's on Tuesday, it's on Wednesday, it's on Thursday, it's on Friday, it's on Saturday. It's not going to stop on Sunday because I'm addicted. So if I come up
right.
in here on Sunday, you might want to believe that I got something with me that's going to cause me to take a hit every now and then. And that's what happened. I was just glad that I came just as I was. And, you know, I brought my drugs with me, and I heard some good things while I was in church. And I heard someone say that you have to try them for yourself. You're talking about trying the Lord. And I was thinking about that, you know, what that meant to me is that I can get personal with him. And that helped me because I was, at least I was hearing something that can cause me to say what it would be like. You know, I said it to myself, what it would be like for me to get to know him and find out what he can do to help me because I don't know how to stop doing this stuff. I don't have the power to do it. And then someone
right.
said to me, he may not come when you want him to, but he's always on time. And so that made me stay
right.
with it. I stayed
right.
with it, and I ended up realizing that Isaiah 40:31 is really true. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And I end up getting enough strength to be able to one day not take that hit, man. And that's the day that I got free. Couldn't do it by myself. I needed some help. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I want to go back to something you said earlier, and that is you don't have to worry about stopping if you don't ever start.
Oh,
and
no. Ain't no way in the world. That ain't going to happen.
So let's deal with the root cause that caused people to start. And usually it starts in a social context. Like you said, I'm looking at other people on the other side. It looks like they're having fun. It seems
oh, yeah.
like they're happy. Huh? You just don't know what it's like. It seems like they happy.
Yeah, most
certainly. Like it, but so let's deal with that. Let's talk about that for the next few minutes. This trick of the mind of the enemy to dress it up, to make it look like you need this in order to survive. Truth of the matter is, the devil is a lie. I'm going to go back to when Adam fell from grace, Pastor.
Adam fell from grace. That's what you're saying. Okay.
In the Genesis. And we can look at the first, the third chapter, but particularly the third chapter when he got his behind kicked out of the garden. Now, God made the garden specifically for him, for his purpose. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, the Bible, so we had everything he needed. That's what you're saying. Okay, he had everything he needed. Okay, come on.
For his existence. And got his tail kicked out of there. Messed it up. But listen to what the scripture suggests. It says, when the Spirit of the Lord was walking upon the face of the deep, he called Adam. Watch this, Pastor. He called Adam. The thing Adam said is, hold up, Lord. I want to respond, but I'm naked.
Okay.
I'm paraphrasing.
Okay.
I don't want you to see me because I'm ashamed of myself. Talk to me, please. Stay with me. Y'all walk. I'm ashamed of myself. Subconsciously, I know I've done something that you didn't tell me to do that was not on the menu of things you provided for me, nor was that in my call-out list of things you had me to do when you created me. What was that I did wrong? I, along with my woman, did something you told us not to do. That's to eat of the tree of life.
Basically, that was something that he wanted.
It looked good. Huh? But the reason he told
That's
you
right.
to stay away from me, the Lord knew it wasn't no good for you. Here's my point, and that is this simply. It's important for people, good people, to understand that you ain't got no business everywhere doing everything. All looks are not alike. All dogs don't bite. Everything that shines is not gold. That's enough for you to stop, and take inventory. Do I really need that? Go ahead, Pastor.
So here's the supplier that's going to supply you with everything that you need. That's what you said that in the garden that this brother had. Everything he needed was already there. But what happened, something in the midst of the garden caused him to pay attention to something that was brought forth in another arena, an avenue that would get his attention. And being that he was the one who was responsible, he's the one that ended up causing all the chaos to take place. And I'm saying to say this. Even though people come up out of good families, got everything they need, but somehow the influence comes from another route and caused them to get snatched up, and suddenly they're ashamed. Well, I want to say this, and I'll turn it back over to you because I'm still listening to the scripture, which most people don't know. Of course, I didn't know it myself once upon a time. But in the book of Philippians, chapter number 4, I understand that it says in verse number 19, for my God will supply all of your needs according to his purpose and his riches and his glory and all those things that can have you filled with joy. He already supplied you with that. Let's just say we didn't know. And he was convinced that what came his way, he had more confidence in what came his way than what he already had before him. So I'm saying all that to say it's tough, man, when the influence comes your way and you're not equipped or know how to apply what it takes to be equipped. And this brother had some of it all, man, already.
Had everything. Had everything.
Yeah.
He had eternal life. At his fingertips.
All that he had before him. And
but
all
watch what happens. If you read the entire text, what you'll find 3:24, where he got kicked out in the flaming sword with cherubims, was put to keep him out of the garden. What you'll find is that it was a miscue in a relationship.
Miscue.
It was a miscue in a relationship. What you talking about?
Yeah. Now?
The text suggests that his wife, Eve, allowed another voice of influence to convince
her. Oh, yeah.
Hey, gal, come here. How you like that? How you like that? Huh?
Yeah.
Watch this. Then she run home. She run home to Adam and say, don't you like this?
Yeah.
I can see out in my saying, girl, where you get that from?
Yeah.
It do look good. It do look good, yeah. But where you get that from? Lord Jesus.
That's the power of influence. That's the power
Come
of influence.
Man.
She brought it to him, and all of a sudden, you know, he's interested now. You know, he didn't even think about all of his needs was already met because here comes something that he didn't know anything about.
Right. That's my point. And it got him caught up.
Man.
The rest is history. The good news is that Jesus found himself in a similar position. Over there in Matthew somewhere, the 5th chapter, I believe it was, and when the devil came to him after he went straightway into the wilderness for 40 days.
Mm. And he was hungry now, really starving.
He had some munchies.
Yeah. He knew what to do. He was hungry, man. He was hungry. But the influence came his way, and look how he handled it. Go ahead.
There you go. You with me. I see you with me. And what I want the listening audience to understand is that very similar to what happened in the Garden of Eden, Jesus demonstrated to you and I how we can address the temptation or the influence, that negative influence that suggests to you, you got to have something you don't need. This boy said to him, look, man, you got the power to jump off this cliff, and angels will catch you. You got the power to take this stone and turn it into bread, and you can eat. But there was a reason he was in the wilderness, Pastor, just like there was a reason there were restrictions in the garden. Are you with me?
Oh, yeah.
All kinds, beloved, are people, salesmen, who will come to you trying to sell you something to make money so they can earn a living. But you got to ask yourself, do I need that? Is that what I need? It may work for somebody else, but is that what I need? Because if it takes me out of the proper place and the comfort zone for me being normal and in place and pleasing God, I don't need that.
When hunger comes, Pastor, that hunger is something else, and that's what happened. The enemy knew Jesus was hungry, and that hunger was there. It was there. It was the avenue. He went with the most important thing that he could come with from the start, and then he started making other moves because it didn't work and everything, you know, and that's what's so good about it, not starting. See?
That's right.
Adam had already failed for it, and so when the second one came, he had to make a stand. He had to stand up for Adam, man, you know, and he did a fine job. Huh?
Yeah, he did a fine job. I'm gonna put myself on Front Street. Say confession is good for the soul. I got an addiction, Pastor. I love Häagen-Dazs ice cream too much. I used to.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked a point when I realized it didn't love me back, Pastor. I said to Häagen-Dazs one day, you fine and you taste good, but you know what? You ain't no good to me.
No good. Listen to that.
You ain't no good.
Yeah.
Just ain't no good.
Hey, man.
And
I'm telling you. Now, that was something that I heard in that. And I really heard something in that. You loved it enough to leave it alone.
Watch it now. I love me enough to leave it alone.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Because you love that. You love that ice cream, man. You don't want to deny that. That's what you're saying. But you found out it wasn't no good for you.
Hold on, Pastor. Not just ice cream. Pastor, don't lose your thought. Mm-hmm. Not just ice cream. Häagen-Dazs. That's the most expensive.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, and the thing about it is that you make sure that you put great emphasis on that particular one. And
right.
You had the love
that's
for
right.
it, but it didn't care about you, is what you said. So you had to love it enough to leave it alone because that's what happened to me with the hair run. See, if you read my book, they're going to find out that I loved hair run at once upon a time in my life. But I got to a point where I had to remember I had to love it enough to leave it alone because it meant me no good. Yeah,
what
yeah, it meant me no good, man. Yes, sir, it meant me no good.
I see. What I realized, Pastor, is why it had to be Häagen-Dazs. See? Because
uh-huh.
all kind of ice processed
right.
myself. Just like, you understand what I'm saying? I thought I was hungry, Häagen-Dazs. But then I realized, see, Häagen-Dazs is, you got to have money to buy Häagen-Dazs because it ain't cheap ice cream. It ain't
right.
cheap ice cream. Huh?
That's it.
And
that's it.
Having grew up in poverty, I had this psychological mindset that I want the very best I can get now. So I was on it.
You don't want to settle for nothing less.
I want nothing.
Give me the
cheap.
Best.
Oh, ever
yeah.
again. Ever. And so I understood the psychology factor of my need
uh-huh.
to think I needed fuzz that Häagen-Dazs fuzz. And then I said to myself, man, I don't need that because, look, I can go get some sherbet. It's less calories, and it ain't going to mess with my weight and so forth. And guess what? Eventually, I don't got to have that.
Yeah, you get to a point where you can be all right now.
Ain't that
going
right?
Without it.
No.
Yeah.
Look, I see Häagen-Dazs coming out. Yeah, you look good, but keep it stepping. Keep it moving, man. Keep it moving.
Yeah, man. It's powerful, brother. You know,
yes.
powerful, man.
Yeah, it is. I know I'm saying that laughingly, but the truth of the matter is, when you process yourself, beloved, you understand that you have the power to do or not to do. Huh? Now, some people don't have enough information to make a good decision. But the truth of the matter is, you have the power to do or not to do anything. You got that power.
Yeah, yeah you got to remember. You have it. You got to know how to apply it. Because here it says here on the steel high on the back of the book, it says at the top here, it says it's a practical, trustworthy, biblical-based guarantee for anyone who is trapped in a world of addiction. To anyone who's trapped in a world of addiction, there's a guarantee. And if a person can handle the guarantee, then they're going to be all right. Because it says healthy people don't need a doctor. Sick people do. Yeah.
Okay.
See, Minister Wallen candidly admitted it. I was sick. So when they bring the supply around and you're sick, you ain't going to think about it. I can get off of it. It don't have that kind of substance, you know, at that time. Only thing you can think about at that time, hey, I got to get me a hit of it, and then I'll think about that. And that's pretty tough, man. Yeah, that's pretty tough there, brother. Sure enough.
Okay. Well, Pastor,
but it can be done.
I saw.
Most certainly.
I saw. I'm going to get you to put some information about how anyone listening can contact you because I saw where someone in Illinois, Indiana, and Atlanta, Georgia had saw our promo. And perhaps they're listening tonight. Perhaps that's one of the people that. So I want you to let them know if they want to get one or both of your books, how they can contact you very quickly.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Just the same, you can contact me at area code 615-524-8625. Once again, area code 615-524-8625. I would get it to you quick, fast, and in a hurry, a good autograph copy, and maybe you can tell somebody where you're located that there is some good news that can help people escape that trap. Because that's what it
absolutely.
Is. And I appreciate that.
That's, yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
And then I said, this is a man who speaks from practical experience, right? about what it's like, and moreover, how to go on the flip side to that thing. That's the second book. You ain't got nothing till you get the flip side now. You got to take the flip side.
That's all right.
I want to give you your flowers again. I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Go on Mount Everest and say it a million times. I appreciate the fact that he tells a story about, and we're getting ready to get out of here, how he come up in his battle. He was forced to change his course of action because a beautiful young lady was placed in his hand. And he realized, doggone it, I got to do something here, man. It ain't just about me no more. And listen, that beautiful young lady is a sweet woman today. It was a mother herself. I had the privilege, the pleasure of meeting her myself. So I want to pat you on the back there, Brother Preacher. Powerful story.
Amen.
Get with her.
For 20 years. Yeah, I was addicted to heroin for 20 years, and I've been delivering that 31 years. And Pastor Doctor is putting emphasis on, you know, my daughter, her mother gave her to me when she was about 3 months old. And I had her in my lap one day, and as I was thinking about what I was going to do if I wasn't around to raise her up.
Wow.
And so she helped me walk away from the game that I loved to play so well. And I'm so grateful that I did. She was born in 1996. I walked away from the game in 1997.
Glory to God. All right. Well, can't nobody tell me it can't be done, son. Huh?
That's right. It can be done.
I don't believe it. Well, that brings us to our close tonight for Talk Straight. Your host, Reverend Doctor, and my co-host, Pastor Ricky Waller. Good man. We appreciate him coming on tonight and sharing with us. If you're following this show after the fact, I see that happens quite often. If you decide to come across it, we'll be happy to just shoot me. You can inbox me there on BFC Institute there, the page, or you can send a question or comment. We'll be happy to get with you. Give me that number again right quick, Pastor, before we go. And when we get to the – I'm gonna pray the – play the can't fix it. Nobody. Ain't nobody.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Tell them how they can reach you quickly, Pastor, before we do that.
All right. Again, area code 615-524-8625. We'll get your autographed copy to you. We'll find out how we'll get it done. And my gratitude right from the start is that I would appreciate you helping me help somebody else. Amen.
All right. That's Pastor Ricky Waller. Pastor Ricky Waller, New Way Outreach Ministry. All right, sir. All right. Well, with that, good friends, we're going to do as we promised and let the mighty clouds of joy take us out of here for today. And Lord willing, we'll see you next Tuesday. I'll be on the road traveling next week. But Tuesday we should be able to have our show before we get on the road there. But we'll look forward to hearing from you then at 7 o'clock p.m. for another episode of Talk Straight. This is your host, Pastor Reuben Dunn.